what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greaves an un-American Express card.
But keeping out the heat's hard.
Love is good vibrations, and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where lawmakers are working to kick the can down the road again to keep the government open. Reporter Tarian Small is on Capitol Hill.
With the midnight deadline approaching to avoid a government shutdown, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer switched course and announced he will vote for the Republican stopgap measure.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
It's not clear how many Senate Democrats will join Schumer in voting yes.
Outside the Department of Education headquarters today in D.C., a few hundred protesters chanted and held up signs against President Trump's mass layoffs, part of the administration's goal to dismantle the agency. Canada has a new prime minister. After taking the oath of office this morning, Mark Carney said Canada will never be part of the U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in Quebec for the G7 summit and told reporters the U.S. is continuing to look for more people who should have never been allowed in our country on student visas.
Every time we have a chance to revoke them, we will, because it's not in the national interest of the United States for them to be here.
Hamas says it has agreed to a proposal to release an American it holds in Gaza along with the bodies of four others. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas did not specify when the release of Israeli soldier Idan Alexander, who was 19 when he was taken hostage, and the bodies of four other dual citizens who died in captivity would occur. The U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, has been working on a plan to extend the ceasefire with Hamas. The deal would also see a limited number of Israeli hostages freed in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
In a statement this afternoon, the White House accused Hamas of stalling the deal, saying it's making a very bad bet that time is on its side. It is not. Former reality TV star Jesse Holmes has won the longest ever Iditarod trail sled dog race in Alaska. It was live streamed on Iditarod.com. Holmes was first to the finish line today in Nome after completing over 1,100 miles across the wilderness. He finished in 10 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 41 seconds. Well, Americans are feeling increasingly pessimistic about the economy, says business reporter Jason Brooks.
Consumers slashed their expectations for the labor market, personal finances, business conditions, and the stock market, while inflation expectations for the year ahead jumped to 4.9%.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A challenge for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a thrilling 89-87 win in the Big East Tournament in New York over Xavier. Cam Jones with 28 points. Talked about the challenge tonight facing the number one seed, St. John's.
You know, it's a very, very quick turnaround. That's the beauty of this, man. It ain't no game easy in this league.
When you think about facing St. John's, what comes to mind?
Let's get it.
In Indianapolis, the Badgers beat Northwestern 70-63 to advance in the Big Ten Tournament. They'll play UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. NBA, Bucks snap a three-game losing streak with a win at home. 126-106 over the Lakers. The Bucks wearing a Junior Bridgman patch now for the rest of the season.
I think his legacy is held in high regard. Even before he became part of our ownership group, I was very aware of who he was. And it's just a tough loss, not only on Milwaukee, but on the NBA brotherhood. And, you know, it's just really unfortunate.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Thank you. timeless hits on WRJN. What a beautiful day. What a gorgeous day. Temperatures pushing the 70s, and Kurt Vollmann is running a little bit late. I wonder if he's in the backyard, maybe even a little barbecue for lunch. He called. He's on his way. Just enjoying a beautiful day. Kurt Vollmann just moments away on WRJN.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Kurt Vollmann, yeah, it's his show. But I think he's still enjoying this beautiful weather today. Just running a few minutes late. Just going to sit here, make sure the music keeps on flowing. Kurt should be here shortly. And tomorrow, we're doing a little high school basketball. Wasn't on the original schedule, but congratulations to Waterford and Park High for advancing to the big game that's going to determine who heads to state next week. We'll have the pregame at 12:30, the tip-off at 1 o'clock. It's Waterford versus Park tomorrow on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
Celebrating all things green beans and enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette ham pies. Delicious single serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
talked to me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. I told him I'm in no hurry.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties went in different directions last month when it comes to their housing markets. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, in Racine County, home sales fell by almost 12% compared to February of last year. Kenosha County saw a big increase in home sales, up almost 25%. Both counties are dealing with a shortage of homes for sale and rising prices, which the realtors say is a common problem in the area. There's plenty of green to go around tomorrow with competing Irish interests in both Racine and Kenosha. The neighboring cities are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with parades tomorrow. It's the 17th annual in Racine, stepping off at noon from State and Main. This is Kenosha's first foray into greenery with their inaugural St. Pat's Parade tomorrow. That starts at 11, beginning at 50th Street and 7th Avenue, and heading south on 6th. You can see the Racine Parade lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer is getting more accolades. Sewer, who passed in 2020, dedicated his career to local sports and news in Racine. Yesterday, he was announced as a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer. Sewer's 36-year tenure at WRJN included the broadcast of over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. The press box at Horlick Field bears his name. The WBA will recognize Sewer and other honorees at a summer conference. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
You can see, you know what I mean. Oh, you gotta treat
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I want to play you a song from 1966 that features Jimmy Page on guitar. This was before Led Zeppelin, and Jimmy Page was a session musician at the time. Here's Donovan with Sunshine Superman on WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Fooling.
Jackie Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball. And it's an exciting time in tournament time for high school basketball. Tomorrow, we've got Waterford versus Park. That game is going to take place in Whitefish Bay. Dick Rousseff is going to have the call of the game. Pre-game at 12:30, tip-off at 1, and you can hear it all right here on WRJN.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. A reminder that farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Reports. You can hear that weekday mornings from 5 till 6, and she's got reports throughout the day, too. So keep up to date on everything agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, researchers found that 10 to 15 minutes of laughter can burn off the number of calories found in a medium-sized piece of chocolate. If it's laughter that's what you want, what are you doing listening to this show?
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, provided by magicians.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Seems so sweet and kind, she crept into my mind.
She simply caught my eye.
I love the thrill of her.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown is fast approaching.